Bachis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachis Babli, Daf Mem Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Amadeis, at the beginning of the seventh parak, Shloisha She'ochlu. Shloisha She'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezamein. If three people ate bread together, they must be mezamein, that means they must get together to prepare to say Bechav Amozim together. Ochel, Demai, Umas Erishoin, Shinitla, Chumasai, Umas Esheni, Behekta, Shiniftu. The following types of foods count towards three to make a zimun. One who ate the mai, which is the peiros, grain, etc., bought from an ma'aretz, it's sofek whether it's tevel. If they ate maaser rishon from which truma was taken, or maaser sheni, or hekdush that was redeemed. V'hashamash ha'ochel kazayis, and a waiter who ate a kazayis. V'hakusi mezamn aleihem, and also a kusi, we also make a zimun for all of these people. The Kusim were, at the time of Sancherev, he exiled the 10 tribes. The Kusim, who were Gentiles, settled there, and lions were about to eat them. They converted, but they did not observe all the mitzvahs properly, and they had a status of quasi-Jewish in the time of the Mishnah. One who ate tevel, Maaser Rishon, from which Truma was not taken, or Maaser Sheni, or Hekdush that was not redeemed, or waiter who ate less than a Kazayis, or a Gentile, we don't make a Zimun with them. And the Gemara says, Hacha Itzma Ein Rishayim Lechalek, Hacha Itzma Chayam Mezamin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah later on says that they may not separate and make a bracha individually, and here it says they must make the Mezamin. Why does the Mishnah need to teach this twice? Shmuel Amar, Kan Betchila, Kan Besayish. Shmuel answers, one teaches that they must be mezamen if they ate together at the beginning, and one teaches that if they ate together at the end. What is considered eating together at the beginning, and what is at the end? Train amarayim chadama not nadas leechol zeu betchila. Ochlu kazayis zeu besayif. The first answer is that two amarayim argued, one said, if they decide to eat together, this is the beginning, if they ate a kazayis, that's considered the end. The chavana ama ochlu kazayis zeu betchila gomu el achilosam. And the other Amor said, if they ate a kazayis together, this is considered the beginning. If they finished together, this is considered the end. The Abba b'shem Rehuna, Zeru b'shem Abba b'am Yomia, Gimel Choyva Shnayim Rishus. The Abba quoting Rehuna and Zeru quoting Abba b'am Yomia said that if three people ate together, there's an obligation to be mezamin. If two ate together, it's optional. Amor Rabbi Zeru Koymi Rabbi Yasa, Amalei should say, Anyo Ein Lanu Ela. Mishnah Shloisha She'ochlu Ka'achas Chayav Mezamin. Rabbi Zeira said this in front of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, we in Eretz Yisrael have only a simple understanding about Mishnah. If three ate together, they're obligated to make a Zimun, but any less than that, they do not make a Zimun. Rabbanan Dehacha Bada'atoin, Rabbanan Dehasam Bada'atoin. Rabbanan here in Eretz Yisrael have their understanding, and Rabbanan there in Babel may rely on their understanding. Our Mishnah teaches that if three fix to eat together, they have to make a Zimun of three, and if not, it is optional for two to make a zimun. So that's a disagreement between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Shmuel Amar, Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din, Ela Shehu Nikra Beis Din Chatzos. Shmuel said that if two judged a case, their verdict is binding, but they are called a brazen Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Tavayon, Amri, Afilu Shnayim Shedonu Ein Dinam Din. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said that even if two judged, their verdict is not binding. Rehuna Omar Gimel She'ochlu Zeh B'fnei Atzmei V'Zeh B'fnei Atzmei V'Zeh B'fnei Atzmei V'Nis'ar V'Vu Mezamnin. Rehuna said if three ate each person by himself and they joined, they make a Zimun. Rechista Omar V'Hein Chepor M'Sholesh Chabois. Rechista said it's only if they came from three groups, means they already had a Chiyuv to be Mezamnin. Adati Rebbi Zeira V'Chavoroseh V'Hein She'ochlu Gimel Ka'achas. According to Rebbi Zeira and his colleagues, this is if the three ate together. Rebbi Yoina Al Hadar Rehuna Hit Bill Gimel is always Zerifniatmai, Binisarbu, Mazibahim. Rabbi Yoina said that from Rafuna's teaching, we learned that if one immersed three hyssop branches in the Paraduma waters, each by itself, and they were then mixed, he may sprinkle from them. Rechista Amar Behein Chebo Megimel Chavilois. Rechista said this is only if they came from three different bundles. Now, Data de Bizeira, Vachavoseh, Rushi Hit Bill Shloshtam Ka'achas. According to Bizeira and his colleagues, is only if he immersed the three at the same time. In Tema in Lemedim Ezoiv mi Bracha, perhaps we don't learn hyssop, Ezoiv, which is hyssop, from Bracha. Va'anan chazinan Rabbanan kaimin besukkah v'yalfin mitetanorok. The Gemara says no, because we see that Rabbanan engaged in the laws of sukkah and learn from mud that pours regarding a mikveh. Because as we find, the Mishnah says there, if one distances the schach from the walls with a width of 3 tefachim, the sukkah is pesula. Hapochis mikan kshir, if one distance less than that is kosher. Maulish and tachtov, the Gemara asks, may one sleep under the gap between the wall and the schach? Hefer of Yitzhak ben Yashiv, hari tit anorok, mashlim mikveh ve'in matvilim boi, hapochim mashlim besukkah ve'in nishenim tachtov. Rav Yitzhak ben Elashiv answered, mud that pours can complete the shear for a mikveh, but one cannot immerse in it. Also here, the gap completes the shear for a sukkah, but one may not sleep underneath it.